This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Hello, and thanks for downloading today's episode. I'm Jamie Long. Happy Friday. It's the 26th of March. And first, a clinical support worker who was redeployed to a COVID ward at Maidstone Hospital when she was just 17 has been telling us what it's been like caring for patients. Lucy Shaw, who's now 18, started training when she left school 6 months before the first lockdown. Jo Coshin's been speaking to her.
It has been horrendous. You know, some of the things that I've seen, I wouldn't wish it upon anybody at all. Being such a young age and not doing the job, certainly not on the medical side of things, I'd never seen anybody actually pass away. And then you sort of like going from nobody passing away to up to 4 or 5 people a shift that are unfortunately losing their lives, and they're not all elderly.
You must take that home with you. That can't be something that's easy to process.
You know, my parents, they are there all the time and I can talk to them. They don't actually have to deal with them. And, you know, it's the fact that we have to hold their hands to the end, you know. And I, for one, I don't like somebody passing away alone. So I would sit there, you know, if it's half an hour or 4 hours, I'll sit there with them, hold their hand, make sure that they're comfortable, and just so they know that I was sort of there for them. This is just the beginning of my career. I definitely would love to do my nursing degree, you know, become qualified, and then who knows what's going to happen. I might want to specialise. I mean, when we had our first patient discharged from us, it's just that we all got goosebumps. We were all so happy, and it was sort of like happy tears, and, you know, we clapped them out. It's those stories like that that you think, nah, I'm in the right job, you know, I'm doing something right and I'm helping people.
We can hear more of Lucy's story at kentonline.co.uk.
The Kent Online Podcast with Serenity Parks.
Troublemakers on beaches in Thanet could be fined £100 as part of tougher measures to avoid a repeat of last summer. You might remember us telling you about fights that broke out and the huge amount of rubbish left behind at the coast. A new public space protection order is being brought in to crack down on antisocial behaviour. Cliftonville's Labour councillor Heather Keane says the problems needed to be solved.
I mean, it was definitely an increase in numbers, which I think caught us by surprise, really. But also, some of these problems have been around for a long time, just, you know, perhaps not as obvious because there haven't been as many people around. And it was just time to really tackle them. And I think that's what this PSPO has done. It's just about everyone's safety. I mean, whereas the fines are a possible outcome from this, what we're really hoping is that it'll just help people to be clear about our expectations, and therefore that we won't need to be issuing fines. People will just understand what they need to do so everyone can enjoy the space.
In other news, a woman's died following a crash near Canterbury. The 51-year-old is said to have been driving along the A2 coastbound earlier this month before the vehicle left the carriageway near the junction with New Road. She'd been taken to a London hospital but has since passed away. Crash investigators say no other vehicles were involved. A Kent prison officer who had a baby with an inmate has avoided being sent to jail herself. Carrie-Anne Stevens had an affair with a convicted murderer at HMP Swaleside on the Isle of Sheppey. The 26-year-old from Woodlands Road in Aylesford pleaded guilty to misconduct in a public office. She's been given a suspended sentence and ordered to do 300 hours of unpaid work. Elsewhere, there's a warning of potential disruption at Dover as lorry drivers could soon need proof of a negative COVID test to get into the UK. The policy's reportedly aimed at blocking the spread of new variants after a surge in cases in Europe. It's understood mass testing of hauliers will happen once they're in Britain.
The Kent Online Podcast with Serenity Parks.
Next, a woman from Ashford's launched an online site and social media page to raise awareness of a rare condition which she suffers from. Laura Brackenborough has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which damages the connective tissue, causing pain and fatigue and affecting normal body functions. I caught up with her to find out about the condition and what she's doing to support others.
Some days I'm completely fatigued, so I can be asleep for hours and hours on end, which is really hard, especially being a mum. excruciating pain that I can get in, which does actually end up needing to be like hospital treatment. You can have dislocation of joints, popping and clicking of joints. You can get brain fog, fatigue, extreme fatigue. That's one of the things that I really suffer with. It can cause a hell of a lot of pain.
You said it stopped you from working. Is that still the case now?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. It's horrible, especially because I am a fully qualified beauty therapist and a hairdresser, and I absolutely love doing hair. I've always loved it since I was tiny. So to be actually robbed, I feel, of that, it's just horrible. Really, really horrible.
And on that as well, it's a hidden condition. Do you find it's hard to convey that to people and help them understand what you're going through?
Yes, that is one of the things that's the hardest part of the condition. Being that it's hidden and you can't see what's going on inside of my body, I think a lot of people judge people on their outer cover. The comment that we tend to get a lot is, but you don't look sick. And I think, what am I meant to look like if I'm sick?
And you've decided, though, to turn the situation that's impacted you every day into something more positive. Tell me what you've been up to and what sort of things you've been doing.
One of the things I found was that even though I have such an amazing family, and my husband is fantastic, I've got my three boys, I can be in my room a lot and feeling quite alone, even though there's lots of people around me. It's a very weird experience, and I think it's something that all of us who suffer experience. And I thought, you know what, I really would love something that I could visually look at and think, I'm not alone. There's a lot of us who are out there that suffer. Having the visual logo and some slogans to empower and uplift was like, it just kind of come to me. So with the website, you can order whatever product you like with the logos on, and all the profits from that are going to the Ehlers Danlos Support UK charity. So yeah, another thing that makes me feel really proud.
Well, you can check out Laura's Instagram to see more and get involved. That's also where you'll find the link to her website. Just search for @medicaldazzler.
Kent Online Sport.
In football, Gillingham will be hoping to close in on the playoff places when they travel to League One leaders Hull City this weekend. The Jewels are just 2 points off sixth, but it'll be a tough task to get there with Hull unbeaten in 6 games. Winger Jordan Graham says the team is full of belief.
There's loads. You know, the boys are buzzing, you know, every day. The atmosphere is in the changing room and on the training pitch is brilliant. The second to none. And the boys deserve it. You know, everyone's worked really hard collectively. Starters, the players that are on the bench, the ones that don't get the squad, the staff. The whole season's been, it's been really tough, quite inconsistent as well, which hasn't made it any easier, because when we've had a couple of good results, we then follow that up by a poor result, normally against a team that we should win. So it's been hard to find momentum throughout the season, but just goes to show them, you know, we're currently two or three points off the playoff places at the moment, and we haven't actually had that great of a season consistency-wise. So the boys have a real belief at the moment, because we've started to find some form in the last month or so. You know, March has been a really good month for us. And I think, you know, if we can take that energy that we've got at the moment and hopefully attack these last 9 games, then who knows where we could end up. But there's a real belief amongst us at the minute, from the players to the staff to everyone involved at the club, that can achieve something quite special.
Kickoffs at 3 tomorrow afternoon. You can follow @KentOnlineJules on Twitter for updates. And finally, in cricket, Kent's Daniel Bell Drummond has told the Kent Online podcast he reckons with the amount of talent in the squad, they're going to have a great season. With less than 2 weeks to go until their county championship campaign gets underway, the batsman's hoping they'll start strong. He also says he's proud to be named the club's new vice-captain. Ollie's been chatting to Daniel.
I've had a bit of time over the winter with the guys and got to know them a lot more, especially the new guys. So no, I'll hopefully I'm hoping that it won't impact my performance, which I know it won't, and also I know the guys will hopefully enjoy playing under me as well. I definitely feel a senior head, But no, the younger guys coming through have some serious talent. We've seen Jordan Cox, how special he can be. And let's not forget Ollie Robinson. We'll have a bit of Zach Crawley as well, who's still classed as a young player. So there's so much talent in the dressing room, and it's going to be a great season, I think, for Kent all round. And we're hoping that we can put some good performances on the board to start with and grow in confidence. But no, like you say, there's some brilliant youngsters coming through the system as well. So that's great to see.
And what's it been like sort of trying to get some training in during the lockdown?
Yeah, it's been a strange one. So the ground, unfortunately, we've had quite a bit of bad weather. So we've been indoors mostly, but we've had a good week outside last week. And we're off to Merch and Taylor's later this week to play a friendly game against Middlesex. So the guys are gearing up nicely. Being in the indoor school for a long period of time, I think it was brilliant for the guys, but they're now raring to go and start playing some competitive games for sure. But it's been a strange winter for us all. So we're just glad that we can still carry on and do our jobs as planned.
Well, Kent open their season with a trip to Northamptonshire on April the 8th. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget you can always subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all of the KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks.